Hey, no team in the NFL. Did the city of St. Louis and their fan base, did they get a real like heads up, like a warning that this was going to happen? Because from everything from our end, it seemed like the speculation of the Rams relocating to LA seemed like just rumors. It didn't seem like there was anything concrete. So how did the fan base react to the move?
Fan base was I mean they was pissed off. They was pissed off, and they was
Yeah,
pissed
I'd
off
imagine.
at they was pissed off at Stan. They was and the local officials, because it was a bad deal. It was just a bad deal from the very jump. I mean, that stadium was just thrown up there, you know, in the corner. In Broadway,
Was it a
you know, there
shocker?
was, yeah, it was because of the work of Dave Peacock and Bob Blitz and the St. Louis Task Force. The jobs they done, those are honest men. They're honest men, and everything they told me, it came to fruition with the exception of the deal being, you know, going in Inglewood's favor.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Mr. Palmer, you're talking to Ammo, co-host of The Plugs. I just have a quick question. When you, going forward, where do you think this fan base, or where do you think this organization is going to go? Do you think it deserves another team to come in, and how long do you think that time frame will be?
St. Louis absolutely deserves football, because St. Louis has always supported inferior football. When the St. Louis Rams was in St. Louis, they only had four winning seasons out of 21 years being in St. Louis. Okay?
Right.
So, St. Louis has endured bad football, and they have endured two bad owners, period. Mm-hmm. Now, you get the people in St. Louis, an owner who actually cares about the community. I guarantee you, the love would be there the way it is with the Blues and the Cardinals. That's why the Blues and the Cardinals are so loved, because they buy back into the community. They make sure they are part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing about the Rams. The Rams, you know, they made overtures, but we always knew they had a foot, you know, out of the door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key. You know what I'm saying? Just local ownership. And I know that that they can and they will support football. And I believe football will be back in St. Louis within the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, this is DJ Chris. Yeah, I was surprised, too, that they left, because St. Louis, the Rams, won a Super Bowl. Like, I wouldn't expect a team to win a franchise to win, that won a Super Bowl to leave. Like, not too long after they won.
Now obviously, they've obviously been struggling over the last few years.
Yeah,
I mean, they've built a playoff-caliber defense. Their offense hasn't quite caught up, you know, getting a guy in quarterback Nick Foles who doesn't quite fit the bill, had kind of an aberration year under in Philadelphia under then-head coach, what's his name?
Fisher.
No.
Spagnuolo?
No, Philly. Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly,
my bad. Yeah. And then, so they bought high, and I just want to get your perspective on Jeff Fisher, head coach of the St. Louis, previously St. Louis, now LA Rams. Now this guy has had a history of, you know, getting long-term contracts with teams without putting in production. You know, ceiling is like 8-8, 7-9. I think he's had only like four winning seasons his entire career. Do you think that was the right move? And do you think that hiring Jeff Fisher and the fact that he hasn't made it to the playoffs since in his, you know, few years tenured with the Rams, do you think that played a factor into them relocating to LA? Or was it just money-wise, financially?
It was both.
Yeah.
It was definitely both, and you have to give the devil. You know, Stan Kroenke knew exactly what he was doing,
right.
Okay? And again, it goes back before Jeff Fisher with Stan Kroenke,
mm-hmm.
even in the press conference, when he said, you know, this all started in 2002. So that's when the timeline started for him to start this move. Because, you know, there's documentation of campaign contributions, you know, to L.A. City Councilman dating all the way back to 2006. So there's been a calculated move going back to 2002. Okay. And right. In a perfect storm, you know, here's Jeff Fisher. He's available. Remember, he paid Jeff Fisher $7 million a year.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous money. And to me,